therapy, Will Smith and Jordan Peterson. This is like, it's like a fucking TMZ episode, but there's kind of important subjects that I just want to say a few words about if I can. Therapy, I have plenty of experience with therapy in the past. I haven't been to a therapist in, Jesus, if I remember correctly, well over 10 years, maybe 12 or 13 years, maybe more than that. I can't remember. I did the whole group therapy thing. I did one-to-one therapy for years on and off. I, you know, the last few days we had what happened with Will Smith. And then this morning, Karen sent me a clip on YouTube of Jordan Peterson. It's an 8-minute clip. I've talked a little about Peterson in the past, so it kind of spurred me on to return to this subject. Our society, you know, is deeply immersed in masculine energy and often in the lower masculine. You know, the reactivity and violence or destructiveness, the abuse, whatever you want to call it, of the masculine. I don't mean this at all as any kind of slap towards males or the masculine. I've talked as well about the dysfunction of the feminine and the lower feminine. You know, at times I comment about or I put stuff on my stories or on Instagram around, you know, the lower masculine. And I sometimes get women who respond and say, yeah, men, me too, whatever. And it's like, yeah, I'll get to you. Because that's total projection on the female behalf of me. Yeah, women, men need to be spiritual. Men need to get their act together. I don't believe any of that whatsoever. Women who are encountering dysfunctional masculine or dysfunctional males are just encountering themselves. You know, they're encountering their own reflection. And the men that they encounter are just their teacher. They're showing them what they need to integrate. So I won't give you any concessions on this, you know, of blame and pointing the finger. I thought it was interesting, you know, of over these couple of days of seeing, you know, Will Smith's response and reactivity. And I had some time to contemplate and digest this. So I didn't read Will Smith's autobiography, but I did watch his YouTube, whatever it is, about losing weight and about what, I don't even remember what it's called. I watched that a few months ago. And I found it interesting. You know, I found it that interesting. I'm interested in people. I've always been interested in people and what drives people, the introspection, you know, of what, why we behave the way we behave, what's underneath the shadow. That's ultimately what I do. That's why I think I'm a pretty good read of people. I can see people pretty quickly, pretty easily, of what's beneath the performance and the act and the makeup. You know, people on Instagram and on YouTube, and they click play or record or whatever, or they may take the photograph and the smile, hey, welcome to my channel. And you watch for 2-3 minutes and you can see the bubbling beneath the stuff that's being fucking compacted down. So Will Smith is interesting, you know, an interesting character, someone who has all the acclaim and success and money and fame and beautiful family, all these things. And yet he had the courage, in a sense, to display this to the public. Now, I believe that he's made kind of family reality TV shows with the family. I think I haven't seen any of them. I haven't read up on them. I don't really know anything about that. The only thing I've seen is the YouTube thing from last year, 6 episodes or something. And I think he backed out of it in the end. And he said, no, he said, stop. So what interested me in that was the shadow being presented, you know, that he had the courage, in a sense, to allow himself to be seen, but also that I would say that it wasn't the being, it wasn't the humility of Will that thought that, it was the ego. It's the ego that thinks, I'm going to lose weight, I'm going to portray myself in this, you know, achieving, I'm going to achieve my goal at the end of this, and it's going to be, and it's going to launch my book, and it's going to be a great, triumphant, going to be Will finds himself again, Will gets free. And that's not the way it unfolded. Will unraveled, you know, and began to meet himself, the darkness. I think he had an alcoholic father who was quite violent. So Will is carrying that. We all, that's why we choose to be born in our family lines, to inherit that DNA and that violence or that addiction or that abuse or whatever, so that it's passed down to us consciously, intentionally, for an opportunity for us to integrate it. That's our role. You know, if you're watching this video, you can't really make excuses. There's plenty of people who can make excuses out there. My mother hit me and my father was alcoholic, you know, but as you arrive on this path, you realize this is our responsibility. It's actually nothing to do with them at all. It's now my responsibility to bring this home, to make peace with this, and to be grateful for what I've inherited and what I'm carrying, and to retrieve the gem of wisdom and awareness on the other side of that integration. On the other side of all this pain is groundedness, expansion, awareness. And it's our opportunity to go and work through it or not, and point the finger and blame. So I empathize with Smith's reaction towards Chris Rock. Now, I only saw the clip on Twitter or on YouTube, and I watched it two or three times. I didn't want to get into it. But I know, I have an awareness of what's coming up, because people like him, sadly, they don't have his money and they're not offering me, you know, tens of thousands of euro to work with me. But people like him come to me, people who are awakening and their stuff is coming up and they know that something's going on, but they don't know what it is. And then they arrive at my proverbial doorstep and they some of my videos or podcasts or whatever resonate with them, and they sense, but I can see pretty quickly, I know what's going on with them and I know what's coming up. And in Smith's response, his reaction was one of those moments, that stuff that came up that he did was too much. He didn't know how to integrate and reacted. You know, I don't condone violence and I don't encourage that. I think there's far better ways for us to meet ourselves than to lash out at other people. But his ego at the time justified it as protecting his family, and he since apologized and so on. So I do have empathy, because I'm not on a big public stage. You know, at times I think, oh, I wish I had more followers and I wish I earned more money and I wish I got more clients. And then at other times I think, thank fucking God I'm not on a big platform. Thank God I don't have loads of people emailing me, asking me questions. And thank God, I don't have to deal with that limelight. It's a gift. I'm in my groove. My groove is working for me. When my ego is looking, I spoke about this last Sunday or the Sunday before in Zoom, when we're looking outside of that groove, like that's the ego looking elsewhere. So, and that's what Smith's doing, and we all do. But, you know, I'm grateful that I'm not on that stage. I've made so many fuck ups over the years, certainly in the last few years, saying stupid things, doing stupid things, arguing with people. All that shit comes up at random times and it's too much. And thankfully, there hasn't been a fucking camera pointed at me. Sometimes there has, but I'm grateful for that. So I empathize with him going through that. Now, another person is Jordan Peterson. And, you know, I've said for the last five, since Peterson blew up, I knew immediately there's something going on here. And I didn't buy his books. I didn't buy into him at all. He did not resonate with me at all. I immediately saw that this is all masculine energy. This is all the intellect trying to understand. And it was a long time before it started to come out, you know, that he had been medicated. Even while writing these books and giving these lectures and talks, he was on medication for depression. So that was an obvious red flag. It's like, I knew there was something going on. I could feel it. I could sense it. Now, if he's lecturing all of us, you know, on I don't know, healthy dynamics or relationships or depression or anxiety and mental health, and he's then on medication, I think he hasn't really got to the root of what's going on there. So I was never really into him, but I did. And I've always found it fascinating that our society, like Will Smith, they buy in to the dressing, the window dressing. And that's why at times I've said, you know, in a way, fair play to politicians, you know, royal family or these people, that we'll believe anything they say. So we're the fools, not them. I mean, if you can make the billions that Zelensky has made and Hugo Chavez and then all sorts of other politicians who are making big money, fair enough, more power to fucking go for it. We're stupid enough to vote for these people. I don't vote. And to fall for that shit, go for it. you know, they're our teachers. So I don't really these days have much of a gripe with them. And my point around Will Smith is that we praise him. If someone turns up and they look attractive and clean cut and they're successful, we just buy into, oh, isn't he great? And generally people can't sense what's going on underneath. Now, I'm not blowing my own trumpet, but I can. I sense that with these a lot of these people. I feel it. You know, I can feel it reading Instagram or Facebook or looking at these videos of some very successful spiritual people, and I can feel what's going on. And often a long time passes before my feeling is confirmed, like Peterson. You know, when watching that clip this morning of Peterson, he cries and he talks about happiness and how happy he is and how wonderful things are. There is not a glint of joy in his eyes or his face. He looks in pain, and he has been in pain over the last few years. So, and the reason I would say he's in pain is he can't feel. And I you know, I've had a few clients over the last 2 or 3 years, two come to mind that have been deeply invested and qualified in psychology and psychotherapy and that world. And they really struggled, deeply struggled with this. One person quit. She could not do it. To feel, because when stuff comes up, boom, 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 the mind starts going, 5-year-old, my dad said to me, and it's in chapter 7 of such and such's book, and that what we categorize it, we understand it. So I really sympathize with people who've gone down the path of psychology and psychiatry and the mechanisms of the mind, understanding, logic. And Peterson is a good example of that, who has all the money in the world, all the success in the world, all the books in the world, and is deeply unhappy. All the knowledge and understanding of what's happening to him and people around him, and no peace. I'll take the peace any day of the week over the fucking money or the understanding or the fame or the information. I don't need any of it. Keep it. I don't want it. I want peace. That's all I want. To be in my groove, however small and simplistic it may be, with no wisdom or knowledge or great books, but peace, I'll take the peace any day of the week. So I don't want to, I think it's unfair to compare the two, but I think that Will Smith is on a purer path, that it's been burned out of him. And remember, I've talked before about trajectory. So when we look at what happened on Sunday night or whatever night it was, it goes, whoa, that's crazy. What's happening to him? But on the arc of trajectory, it's going somewhere. It's leading somewhere. So it's going to be interesting to see, can he let it all hang out and be burned out of him? Like Jim Carrey went through that to a degree as well, of not knowing who he was, because the old him was burned out. You know, when he played Andy Kaufman, he, after leaving Andy Kaufman, he didn't know who he was. He couldn't return to himself because the self was gone. The self is just a memory. It's imagination that's created. And Smith's self is being burned out. Peterson's self, Peterson is so deeply attached to that mechanical information-based self that he can't let go. He can't be his being. So, and he's on a really painful path. You know, some of these won't end pretty. We don't know how it's all going to unfold. But that's, it's just interesting to watch the world. You know, famous people are not so famous people, and see how invested they are in thinking, in identity. If you remove all that stuff, who's left? What's left? And that's our path. If you're watching my videos, of continually having our identity stripped away. I'm not Gavin in Mexico. I'm not a guy making videos or making some money or with a Zoom session on Sundays. That's not me. That's a role I play. It's just something here on earth. The being is far more expansive and greater. And next week I might be flipping burgers, sweeping the streets. I don't know who I'll be or what I am. Anyway, thanks for listening to me. Come and join us on Zoom. It's free for your first session. You can sit in, you can leave your camera off and your microphone off. You don't even have to speak, and you can watch what happens and see how you feel and be in a groove, you know, and see where that groove takes you. Anyway, be well. Thanks for listening to me.